Hey, hey, party people!
What's up, world? Welcome to another episode of Save Siblings. I'm Charles.
I'm Chloe.
And we're siblings!
That's right, we're related.
Happy Sunday, or whatever day you're listening. If this is your first time listening, welcome to the Save Siblings fam. Save Siblings is a podcast hosted by your favorite, or soon-to-be favorite sibling duo, and Save Siblings is our way of extending support that entertains, enlightens, and encourages. So do not forget to subscribe, share the podcast with a friend, leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment, check out SaveSiblings.com for more, and follow us on Instagram at Save Siblings. All right, let's get to the show. Today, we are going to be discussing the state of young artists and their legacies. Juice WRLD just released his first posthumous album.
Juice, we love you.
Legends Never Die.
Yeah. And so good. It's fire. Go listen to it.
So great. And listening to these songs, listening to the lyrics, he was crying for help.
For help, he was. Even on his last album, that song Empty was a cry for help. The first time I heard that, I still can't listen to that song Empty. I know you love it.
I
hate that song.
It is
so
sad.
Because it shows how, like, sad he was. And I just feel like if we were there, we could have maybe helped him somehow.
Just real, raw emotions captured in these moments.
And he talks about the Lord, which I just love. So he was, like, really,
he was
rock bottom because he was seeking guidance.
He was seeking the Lord. And we wanted to talk about Juice, Lil Peep, X, Pop Smoke, Nipsey Hussle,
all these artists
that have been taken before their time.
And for senseless things, too. They're so, like, senseless deaths. You almost wonder, like, why the Lord allowed it to happen. Like, what is the bigger picture here? I mean, we're never going to understand because of our finite minds. But I just wonder, like, because I just don't understand.
Like, what can we do now to almost honor the legacy and carry on what these artists were trying to do? At least X and Juice, I know for a fact from interviews and just the way they spoke about what they felt like their mission was on this earth.
Yeah.
I know X was always talking about that he's literally doing this for these kids that send him thousands to a million DMs per day about, you're the only reason I hang on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they felt their message was to reach these kids and promote positivity, letting them know that, yes, I go through these struggles that I speak about in my music, but look at me, I'm still living, I'm still trying to move forward and evolve as a human. And we wanted to touch on the importance of understanding that these messages that are in these songs aren't something that we need to idolize. We don't need to idolize addiction and anxiety
and
depression.
Whatever they are talking about sometimes.
And drugs.
Drugs, yeah.
But we can understand and learn from where they're coming from.
Too.
And we can understand the importance of speaking about these topics that affect millions of people.
Exactly.
And understand that they're not alone.
And I think what's so hard, too, is, like, I feel like with a lot of these Black artists, they feel like they can't reach out if they're having, like, mental struggles. Because I feel like as a Black culture, we always, like, we don't go to therapists. We say we're fine.
Speak
Everybody needs therapy. Everybody needs to talk to somebody. You need a friend. You need community. You need to get out how you're feeling, because the enemy works in isolation. And if you're isolating yourself and popping all these perks and all these drugs, or cutting yourself in the bathroom, like, that's when the enemy has his playground, because you're just alone. You need to reach out to friends, say, hey, I'm struggling, or get a therapist, say, hey, I'm struggling in this area. You need to have somebody. And I think that's a big problem. All these people have so many people around them, their team, but they don't really have somebody.
Yeah.
They need someone.
That's so good. Let's talk about this concept of alone, because it's so unique that everyone is alone until you fully express what is going on inside of your mind, whatever it may be, whatever you need to express as it's going on in your mind to another human. Everyone's alone until they do that and break down that vulnerability barrier.
Yeah.
Because no one knows what you're going through until you effectively communicate it to them exactly how it's happening inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that is so important for the youth, is to understand the importance of vulnerability. It's not a weakness. We are strong in vulnerability, because then people can get around us, wrap their arms around us, and feel and understand what we feel.
Yeah. And then sometimes you don't even know how you're feeling. You just know you don't feel good. Mm. So it's even just saying, like, listen, I'm struggling. I can't even put words to what it is, but I need help or prayer or whatever it is.
That's so good. I love that. No, Chloe's absolutely right. Even if you don't have the words, say that. I don't have the words to how I feel, but I just don't feel right now.
Exactly.
I need to talk this out or whatever it may be.
Whatever it is, yeah.
But it is so important. We just wanted to touch on the importance of
mental health.
Of mental health and understanding that everyone goes through their go through.
Exactly.
And we all need to
like we all have our connect. Days. Yeah. We all have our days, but make sure you don't have weeks, you don't have months, you don't have years. And then you wake up, I don't know how many years down the line you're bitter. You're not the
addicted.
Person that you were exactly addicted, maybe homeless. So it's like, yeah, we all have our bad days, but make sure that doesn't turn into something that you don't want to be or someone you don't want to be.
We take such pride in talking about this concept because of how these kids are affected.
Yeah.
So we just want to say, reach out, DM us if you're going through because we will always, always be here for you guys.
True that.
All right, Chloe, let's get to the Sunday Shocker. Roll that clip.
And on today's Sunday Shocker, we have he were caution. Let's see it. It's not a... All right, guys. Today we have a Muslim teen who filed a discrimination claim after receiving a Starbucks cup with ISIS written on it.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. So she went to get her... Can you believe this? It was one of the Starbucks... in Target, which is why I don't go to those Starbucks.
You better preach.
There
talk
are
about
Starbucks
it.
That are less talk than the actual it. Starbucks. Target is one of them. The Starbucks that are like at the weird gas stations.
Yeah, that's.
There are some Starbucks you avoid.
No.
Yeah.
It's a no.
She was at a Target store in St. Paul. She's 19 years old.
Wow.
And she ordered a coffee, and when she grabbed it from a. Where is St. Paul? Minnesota?
Something like that.
Everything's going down in Minnesota. I think it's Minnesota. Oh. And when she grabbed her cup, it said ISIS instead of her name on it. I just was like, wow. Wow. Come on, people. Do
seriously.
Better. Like, are you serious? Even if you had the thought to do it, because we all think crazy things. We were just talking about
you
mental health.
Preach
we
it.
All think some crazy-ish. Even if you had that thought, you better have that other thought of Jiminy Cricket, the Holy Spirit. You need to have something backing you to say, listen, you know that's crazy. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Check yourself. Check your heart.
When people follow through
exactly,
on evil things,
exactly.
It's so hard to understand.
It's the follow through.
What
we
is going
on? We should
do a podcast
on that, the follow through. Like, how do you follow through with that?
Next week, we got the follow through
coming
up. Yeah,
next week we got the follow through.
So get excited for that.
Yes.
But it's moments like this where this girl now has affected. Her mental state is a little off. And she needs to talk about it.
She does.
So hit us up. We will talk and just love on you because that's not right. And don't feel any...
less than.
Exactly. You better preach it, Chloe.
Yep.
All right, party people.
All right.
Do not forget to subscribe. Mm-hmm. Share the podcast with a friend. Leave a 5-star rating with a positive comment. Check out savesiblings.com for more. And follow us on Instagram. And don't forget to
read your Bible.